Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah. What product is this? I've got a couple charges on my account, and I'm not sure if I if these are authorized.
The number you're calling is a third-party call center. Represent for more than one company. I could try to pull up an order with your zip code and your first and last name.
Yeah, okay, my first and last name, Williams, first name. Last name is Marable, M-A-R-A-B-L-E.
And what was your zip code?
44087.
44087?
Yes. Is there a company called Intense Tech?
Yes, sir. We represent for more than one company. So, again, I'd have to have an account pulled up first to know exactly where the order is from.
Can you not pull up with my name and zip code?
That's what I'm trying to do now.
Okay.
And what was your mailing address?
The mailing address is 8790 Maryvale Drive, Twinsburg, Ohio, 44087.
Yes, sir. It looks like there was an order that was placed for a Wi-Fi booster.
For a Wi-Fi booster?
That's correct.
And so how much was this booster?
So originally you only had to pay the $6.70 for the shipping and handling. Whenever you place that order, that's the entry gift into our monthly subscription. You get a $125 gift card for the $49.97. That gift card would have been emailed to whmarable@gmail.com.
Wait. So what monthly subscription is this for?
You get a $125 gift card that goes towards any purchase on our online website.
I have not received the gift card.
Yeah, so that would have been emailed on the 3rd of February, so yesterday. Could have also been sent to your spam, but it would have come from... Give me one moment.
What's your...
It would have come from... You can either type in the name of the website, which is perfectdiscountsupply.com, or the support email, support@tryperfectdiscountsupply.com.
Hang on, man. Let me write this stuff down.
Do you recall placing the order for the Wi-Fi booster or doing that shipping and handling charge?
No, I don't recall any of that.
And knowing your household could have authorized that shipping and handling charge?
No.
So it can have this account canceled. That cancellation stops any future billings. If you don't recall placing that order for the Wi-Fi booster or starting that subscription, we can have you transferred over to our fraud department.
It's called, so what is it called, ma'am? It's called what? What subscription is this called?
So you can try to type in the name of the website, which would be selectedpremierdiscount.com.
Okay, just a minute. Selected Premier.
That's correct.
Discount.com.
That's correct.
Okay. SelectedPremierDiscount.com. And that's a monthly subscription of $49 a month?
That's correct.
Since when was this billed to my account? Beginning when?
So give me one moment. So it would have been started when the original order was placed, which would have been September.
September, October, November, December, January, and February. and 6 months of $50. That's $300.
Yes, yeah, so like September. I said, if you don't recall placing the order for the Wi-Fi booster, we can go ahead and have you transferred over to fraud. We'd have to let you know we do take credit card fraud very seriously. We'll submit this with the local authorities, and they'll prosecute whoever has placed the order. So we do have to verify you didn't authorize the $6.70 shipping and handling for the Wi-Fi booster.
$6.70.
For a Wi-Fi booster.
Yeah. And so with that $6.70, you said it initiated a subscription?
That's correct.
Yeah. You can transfer me now, please.
I have to cancel the account first. Give me 1 moment to do that.
Yeah, please cancel the account.
Yes, sir. This account's been canceled. Going to have you transferred over to fraud now. Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.
So any future, so there will be no more withdrawals from my account. Is that correct?
No, that's correct.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.